Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 18 to 24. You have not come to a mountain that can be touched and that is burning with fire, to darkness, gloom, and storm, to a trumpet blast, or to such a voice speaking words that those who heard it beg that no further word be spoken to them, because they could not bear what was commanded. If even an animal touches the mountain, it must be stoned. The sight was so terrifying that Moses said, "I am trembling with fear." But you have come to Mount Zion, to the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of the living God. You have come to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly, to the church of the firstborn, whose names are written in heaven. You have come to God, the judge of all men, to the spirits of righteous men made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. Opposites abound in God's word. From day one, there was evening and there was morning. Not long after the shocking difference between good and evil became apparent in Adam and Eve's lives, and not in the good way in which they were hoping. And immediately following that was the difference between life and death, as it was foretold that they would no longer live in the garden and eat of the tree of life. The difference of life with God and life without Him would be their fate. But in the process, another opposite shone forth. God treated them not in anger, but in love. He told them that a Savior would come who would crush the serpent's head. He told them that Eve's offspring was coming who would win the war that began that day. Instead of wrath, God wrapped His children in love. And that opposite has been the life story of God's interaction with His people. Those who approach God in humble repentance don't receive the terrifying wrath that was the reality for man or animal on Mount Sinai. They receive no firestorm, no terrifying threats, no sure and certain death. Instead, they approach God to the sights and sounds of glory. They come to God through a mediator named Jesus. Jesus' blood makes atonement for sin. Jesus' blood turns wrath into righteousness. It turns fear into joy. Jesus' blood turns the threats of God's law into the promises of His gospel forgiveness. And because of our mediator, we can rejoice. We can celebrate the heavenly future that is in store for us who are covered in the blood of Jesus. We can approach God with confidence and encourage others to do the same. Lord God, thank You for giving me the opposite of what my sins deserve and promising me a glorious future at Your side in heaven. Be with me as I walk through this life. Please continue to guard and guide me wherever Your paths lead. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.